did this study in collaboration with Art Warwick and Marcus Tuller and Scott Jones. And you may ask us why we are interested in such an old theory. And the answer is, recently we wrote a proposal with Scott and Marcus for the NSF. And in the proposal, which is actually now funded, in the proposal we indicated that we can apply the scaling method for remote sensing data for estimation of hydraulic properties in large scale. So we found a new application for this kind of old theory. And that's why here I'm going to have a closer look at the theory, and we evaluated this theory more. It was introduced by Edward Miller and Robert Miller in 1956. And they introduced their similar media concept, which are media similar in their microscope geometry, and they differ only in scale. So similar media will have identical porosities. So if they have the same volumetric water content, they will be called as similar media in similar state. And there is a scaling factor for each media, which is a characteristic length connecting corresponding points from different media. Using the scaling factor, we can scale the similar media to each other or to a reference soil. Combining this Young-Laplace equation and viscous flow equation, Miller and Miller introduced these two equations, 1 and 2, for scaling a metric potential or retention curve and unsaturated hydraulic conductivity. And the benefit is if you scale different soils, actually different similar soils, the scaled hydraulic properties will be the same for all soils. And this was the base for the study by Art Warwick and Don Nielsen in 1977. And they established a straightforward method for describing the spatial variability of soils based on the Miller theory. But they had two modifications to the original theory. The first was using degree of saturation instead of volumetric water content, which means actually scaling water content as well, to avoid the condition for having identical porosity for similar media. And the second was calculating a scaling factor based on a least square fitting to an average curve for the field, and instead of searching for microscopic similarity. So it's good to note that at the same year in 1977, Bob Luxmoor was quite active in application of this scaling theory for modeling water balance in heterogeneous fields. And after those years, scaling was known as a standard method for describing spatial variability of soil hydraulic properties. For example, if you have a heterogeneous field, you can assume an average curve, average hydraulic properties for the whole field, and then for each soil or location, you will have just one number for showing the spatial variability, which is the scaling factor and is a random parameter. And scaling is also implemented in Hydras model for generation, for generating the spatial variability of soil hydraulic properties in the soil profile. And so because of the importance of this study, this theory actually, we had a closer look on the validity of Miller theory, these two equations. As you can see, the scaling factor for both curves, like retention curve and conductivity curve, in the original theory is the same. So we call this as simultaneous scaling. And people tried independent scaling which means having different scaling factor for each function. But this is actually a more flexible way, but the simultaneous scaling is more desirable because for each soil, you will have only one number instead of two. In practice, there were no way to explore microscopic similarity. But however, a general belief is that Miller's microscopic similarity leads to macroscopic similarity of hydraulic functions, which means similar soils in microscopic geometry will have hydraulic functions with the same shape. And this belief is actually based on Chapple-Royce equation, in which the contact angle is assumed to be constant. And that's why we think the similarity is not adequate for validity of Miller's theory. Because we know that the Chapple-Royce equation does not consider contribution of surface adsorptive forces to the metric potential, which is based on Marcus and Danny's work in 15 years ago and after that. And also we know that the contact angle cannot be constant in soils because of impurities and hydrophobicity and several other reasons. So we should say beyond similarity, we need several other assumptions to be held for if you want to have a Miller theory valid. So our main objective in this study was to evaluate the Miller theory for several similar soils. For application of scaling theory, we usually need a functional form for hydraulic properties like Brooks-Curie, Wangenhofen, or Kozugi's model. In these models, there are some scale parameters like Wangenhofen's alpha and Ks, and there are some shape parameters like N and M. And in application of these models for scaling, there are two general rules in which like we consider soils as similar when they have the same shape parameter. For example, soils with the same Wangenhofen N can be considered as similar soils. And in that case, the scale parameters will be considered as a scaling factor. So we will have two scale parameters in hydraulic for each soil, one in retention curve side and one in conductivity curve side. And if we put these two scale parameters into the original Miller's theory, we will get another condition. We call it as SPI, scale parameter interrelation condition. So SPI is a measure of adequacy of Chapple-Royce equation, the assumption of constant angle, and several other assumptions beyond similarity. And the message is we need to have two conditions rather than one similarity condition only. So if we need to have similarity condition, which means equality in the shape parameters, and we also need SPI condition, which is equality of the gamma values we introduced here. For evaluation, we followed Kozugi and Hochmanns scaling method in 1998, and we chose 26 soils of various textures from ANSO database. And we fitted Kozugi's hydraulic functions to the measured data, and then we classified the 26 soils into six groups of similar soils with the same shape parameter of Kozugi function, which is sigma in this case. So if you look at the result for gamma value, for these six groups, you can see the gamma cannot be constant in each group, or the same for all soils. So if you look at, for example, in group 5, you can see the gamma value is kind of the same for all soils. So, and we know these soils in group 5 are similar. So we expect in this group a valid scaling theory. But for group 3, soils are similar, but the gamma value is not the same. And for one soil, this is substantially lower than other soils. So we expect failure of Miller's theory for this group. So look at the results in for unscaled data and scaled data in group 5. You can see a successful scaling. And in group 3, you can see a failure of scaling or Miller's theory. So, as a summary, I can say similarity is not is a necessary condition for validity of Miller's theory, but it is not sufficient. And we also need this PI condition introduced in this study. So, if we have equality of the shape parameters of models we fit to the data, to the hydraulic properties, so if we have equality of the shape parameters, we will have the similarity condition, and we also need to have the same gamma values to ensure the SPI condition. And this project, as I said, is funded by NSF, and thank you for your attention.
We have time for a few questions.
Yeah, we chose the Kazakis models for this study, this evaluation. But yeah, we could actually work with other models like Van Gnuchten or Brooks-Curry, but it was like the conclusion would be the same, and kind of the same, like the for like no matter the model, what the model is. In any case, we need similarity for any model, and we also need the SPI condition. Otherwise, with any model, we cannot have a successful scaling. Well, yeah, actually, I there are different studies. Like in 2 years after the 1956, Kluth and Wilkinson, they used like particle size distribution to get the scaling factor, and they so the data I showed at the I guess second slide. It was those data and the scaling was successful for some similar sands. And we also have a lot of studies like they get the scaling factor directly from the retention curve, which is like connected to the pore size distribution. So,
I think we're going to have to carry on this discussion later. We don't have time for that. But thank you again.
Thank you.